Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. And this is Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld, here in the studio at KUAC. It's the Northern Exposure Festival of Modern Music director, Morris Palter, and your musical guests. You want to introduce your musical guests?
Sure. We've got Kellen Baker is here. He's going to play a little solo tuba for us. It's fabulous. We've got Jessica Lindsay here, who's an interim professor of single reeds, saxophone and clarinet. We've got our faculty accompanist, Lorna Etter, here, who will be accompanying our guest artist, Veronique Mathieu, who will be doing a solo recital tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock in the Davis Concert Hall.
Great. Well, thanks, everybody, for making it down here in the middle of a very busy afternoon. I bet the festival is already going on, so thanks for making us part of it.
Yeah, great. No, it's always great to be here on Alaska Live and here at KUAC Radio. We really appreciate the support.
So tonight is another performance.
Tonight is the second. We had one concert yesterday. It was a big success at 1:30 yesterday. And then tonight we have a 7 o'clock concert in Davis Concert Hall, which will feature mostly student performers, but there'll be some faculty performers on that as well. So I invite all of your listeners.
And Kellen will be part of that?
Kellen will be part of this evening's concert, as will Jessica Lindsay, who's in the studio with us too.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that after we hear Kellen. Are you ready to do the solo tuba, as Morris said?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Kellen Baker has a tuba, which is one of the largest brass instruments from, and it clears the ceiling well. That's good. There will be pictures on Facebook soon, so you'll be able to see that he doesn't have to, he's pretty tall, but he doesn't have to duck down.
The top of 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 the top of
Kellen Baker.
Kellen is available for a bar and bat mitzvahs and weddings.
That was really incredible.
Thanks.
You're just like the one-man band extraordinaire on that. Wow, what was the name of that tune?
That piece was called Fanug. It was written in 2004 by virtuoso tubist Øystein Bodsvik, who's from Norway.
I love his name, too.
It involved a lot of inspiration from Australian Aboriginal music, which is the
heard a didgeridoo in there. Yeah,
yeah, the multiphonics, which is playing and singing at the same time. Also, influences from his own Norwegian folk music, and of course, a little rock influence there.
I mean, I had to start writing it down. What all I was hearing at first, it was kind of almost hymn-like because there was harmonies in there. It was like you were singing with the tuba, and that was really amazing. And then towards the end, there was some hip hop rock, and yeah, it really took you through a journey. Amazing. What was the name of that song again?
It was called Fanug.
Fanug. Almost like fugue, but not.
No,
it has some fun in the fugue there.
It's a Norwegian word, actually, okay. for something very small, like a snowflake, I believe, is how he describes the meaning of that word.
Okay,
which doesn't make sense related to this piece. It's not very small at all.
No, it really, it filled the room, and it took up some space, which was, that space was filled in a really awesome way, Kellen. And you played that for memory. I can't imagine what it looks like on the page, but you played it for memory. Which is not something that every classical musician pulls off every time. So that's really neat.
Thank you.
It gives you space to move, too, because you had some stomping parts in there, too.
Yeah, that actually wasn't in there. I just want to put on a show.
Much appreciated. Oh, that's not in the sheet music, I take it. You're a student here at UAF?
Yes, I am a senior.
Senior.
Music education major.
Oh, nice. And so can you imagine teaching something like that to some students someday?
I'd like to. I actually played this for a class of kindergartners on Tuesday. I figured if I could play it for them and keep them under control, then I could do it all right at the concert.
So how did it go over with the five-year-olds?
They really liked it. They were keeping the beat with me.
I know. I couldn't sit still during it, so I can't imagine a five-year-old being able to sit still during it. And that's, you know, really. Are people going to be able to sit and bob their heads and keep a beat during the program, too?
You know, I hope so. Yeah, I probably won't be able to see them because it'll be dark out there.
Yeah.
But
are you playing that tonight on tonight's concert? Cool. So, well, the visual for this is really neat, too, because you're dancing with the large tuba in and you're able to stand with it, too, because you have some sort of harness apparatus on. And they actually use not just the sousaphone in marching bands sometimes. They use a tuba sometimes, right?
Yeah, the marching tuba is pretty crazy looking because it's just like a regular tuba that sits over your shoulder, like looks like a bazooka. People get back problems.
I can only imagine that much metal on one shoulder is not good for the back. It almost, had some marching band stuff in it, too, it seemed like, too, because there's some rhythmic. I like that piece a lot, Kellen.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for sharing and kicking off Alaska Live with that. Morris, how did you put together the show, including some elements like solo tuba? Who would know?
Well, the truth of the matter is it's really student-driven, these festivals, and it's what they bring to the table is really determines the success of the festival itself, but I guess this is the seventh year that I've been involved in the festival, and I named it the Northern Exposure Festival this year because I thought, like, UAF New Music Festival was kind of boring and not very original. So, but yeah, I mean, all these pieces, I mean, I basically put out a call for proposals for both faculty and students, and whoever proposes these things, I sort of go over them and see what would make a really great, you know, 2 or 3 days of concerts, 2 days anyways, involving faculty and students, then with a guest that comes on the other day. Mm-hmm. So this is really because Kellen knows this piece. I mean, I didn't know this piece. This wasn't my proposing this for him to play. This was him proposing this piece to offer to the festival. So, mm-hmm. you know, the success or failure, I guess, of the festival itself really relies on everybody involved in it, not just, you know, me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That must be fun, being introduced to things that you've never heard before.
Absolutely. This is the first time I heard the piece. I mean, yeah. I experienced this for the first time with everyone else, or not with everyone else, but certainly I experienced this for the first time today in the studio, so it's fabulous. Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me. You had not really heard that whole...
Nope.
Great.
Nope.
Well, it's an interesting Alaska Live when even the director of the festival gets to hear
That's
a piece
right.
for the first time.
It is a new music festival, Laurie.
Even to you. And so there's how many students about are involved with your festival this weekend?
There's probably like 12 students, and they're, you know, they're involved in different ways. So, I mean, there's a lot of duo trio type pieces. Mm-hmm. It's not just all solo pieces. And then there's a few student compositions, which will be premiered as well on it. So,
excellent.
Yeah. So it's sort of an exciting way. I mean, that's a big part of it as well, is to offer, you know, an opportunity for students to compose things that then get presented on the festival as well.
So because that's being taught in the UAF music department composition,
right?
Yeah,
I mean, certainly there's not an official degree offering technically at this time, but certainly, you know, we encourage the students to be creative on all levels, whether it be composition or exploring new instruments or whatever that is. So, you know, it's sort of an opportunity to just let these things, you know, be offered and see what happens.
And now you're offering it to the public, too, because this is a festival that's open to the public. Tonight's concert starts at what time at Davis
Concert
Hall?
Tonight is 7 p.m. in Davis Concert Hall, yeah.
And then parking's free after 5 o'clock, and
that's
right. A beautiful thing.
Park, it's fabulous. yeah, no, it's always really great. Every year it seems that there's more and more interest in the festival. And I think, you know, it just sometimes it takes time for the community to first find out about it the first couple of years, and then, you know, hopefully it spreads through word of mouth. People come, they have a really great experience, and then they, you know, remember it for next year, and then hopefully they can bring a friend or whoever that is to come check it out. So.
And you renamed it the Northern Exposure Music Festival.
Yeah.
And I think that's really fun. It really conjures up some great images of exposing yourself to something that maybe you haven't heard before.
Right, absolutely.
Just like today, just right now.
Exactly. And we're all being exposed.
And I was smiling the whole time, so it turns out it's not painful even.
Excellent, good. Well, give it some time.
You know, like exposure to the cold can be actually painful and numbing, but this is very made me smile.
Great.
So, what are we going to be exposed to next?
Jessica Lindsay's going to play something for us. Maybe she can speak a little bit about it before she plays.
Excellent.
Absolutely. I'm going to play a piece by Joan Tower, a female composer, called Wings. And I have a funny anecdote that I'd really like to share about this. I was really fortunate just about 2.5 weeks ago to perform this work, perform the whole work in Shanghai, China.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. We did a number of concerts. I have a duo partner who's also a clarinetist, and I played a portion of this for a school concert, kind of like what Kellen was talking about. And so I wanted to introduce the piece to the students so that they would, you know, have some reference when they were listening. And so the piece is called Wings, and Joan Tower wrote it loosely about the patterns and flights and sounds of birds. And so I was just, you know, asking the students, you know, can you imagine something that would have wings? And a young man in the front row, hand went up right away, and I said, yes, sir. And he said, a flying human?
Nice.
Which was such a great answer, and I think it kind of influenced my interpretation a little bit.
If you're going to go hang gliding as a human, you have to have wings.
Right? So this is the opening to Wings, great. Which is was written in 1983. So it is
Modern.
Yes.
Okay. And this is Veronica Lindsay, and you are the
Jessica.
Getting first names all messed up. Oh, there it is on my paper, even Jessica Lindsay.
Yeah.
And so nice to have you here and here with your clarinet.
Yes. All right. I'm going to play a few notes to warm up here.
Jessica Lindsay, that was a piece called Wings, and it felt like we were taking flight and doing some aerial dances during that. And Yeah, Joan Tower and you really captured that well.
Thank you.
Your term faculty, were you here last spring at UAF?
No, I arrived at UAF in the fall.
Okay.
And I've just had a great time living in Alaska and experiencing and working with the students at UAF. And it's just been so much fun. I had no idea what it would be like coming here. And we have great students like Kellen, as well as other wonderful clarinet saxophone students that I've worked with.
So many birds that stay with us.
Indeed.
Yeah,
indeed.
I mean, you know, the ravens, they play outside the Fine Arts Center when it's windy.
Oh, yeah.
The humans may not love the wind in the winter, but the ravens certainly are all about it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And there's sometimes some robins that nest right right above the lights, right where you enter to the music department.
Indeed.
So when I heard that song, I thought, oh, that composition just really kind of, some of it captures that kind of uneven flight that the little chicks take as they fly the nest.
And
we get to watch that here at UAF.
Absolutely.
So something to look forward to in spring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a great piece of music.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so I bet those kids in China did enjoy it also.
Yeah, they had a lot of fun. I do think we have a few videos because they were younger students.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a few videos of them maybe covering their ears a little bit when it got a little loud.
You know, and that's part of being a kid, because you can do that without thinking that you're going to offend anyone or anything.
Right.
And, you know, and their hearing is very acute at that time.
Oh, absolutely. I did play it up. I said, you know, one of the best things about the clarinet is how incredibly quiet we can be and then how incredibly loud at the same time, you know.
And a range, too, on the clarinet, too.
Indeed.
You can get those very low tones and then go up into the high ranges, too.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what took you to China? How did that work out?
That's a great question. I graduated recently from the University of Colorado at Boulder. And so I have some wonderful colleagues, some graduate student colleagues or former graduate students, alumni now. And a number of them landed in Shanghai teaching music to all sorts of ages of children and pre-college and some college students. And so I thought, you know, this is a great time. So we worked out a performance schedule and some teaching. It was just a wonderful experience and a great place to represent UAF and all the things it has to offer.
That's really very interesting, too. Were you able to teach in English?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how small our world is now. Many of the students that we were performing for or working with are very intent upon studying music in the United States in the next, you know, time in 5 to 10 years in their life. And so it was a great experience. They, you know, they have wonderful skills, but it's a little bit like when you take a foreign language, you know, and they, how are you? And they say, I'm very pleased to meet you.
Uh-huh.
And how are you? They're very, very sweet and very musical and just a wonderful crowd to work with and to play for.
You know how sometimes when you're a kid, things just stick in your head about, maybe I can do that someday. I wonder if some of those kids will end up at UAF Music Department, at least one of them, you know, someday.
Yeah. Oh,
you may have planted that seed.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. It's a great place to be.
Ah, cool. Well, welcome to UAF and Fairbanks, and we look forward to hearing you during the Northern Exposure Music Festival.
Absolutely.
You play tonight, or?
Yes, I play this evening with some students. I'll be playing the saxophone, a piece by Aaron Copland, so it'll be a great performance.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, Morris, what's next? I see Lorna has sat down at the piano.
Yes, well. Better her than me, let's put it that way.
It's a percussion instrument too, right?
It's true. It's John Cage. I can play. I can bang out some.
Oh, yeah. They didn't prepare this one, though.
No, sadly. That's my excuse. Lorna and Veronique are going to play a piece by Witold Lutosławski that maybe I'll just have Veronique, if she wants to, say a word or two, and then they'll get right into playing.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, hi. So I'm here with Lorna at the piano, and the piece we're going to play is called Partita, and it's by a Polish composer, Witold Lutosławski. And it's actually one of my favorite pieces, so I'm really glad we got to work on it this week. And it's in five movements. So the main movements are numbers 1, 3, and 5. And then there's an interlude that links the movements 3 and 5 together. And it's a section that is written ad libitum. The composer gave us some notes to play, but we have some freedom in the way that we are putting it together, both the violin and the piano. So movements 2 and 4 are slightly uncoordinated, but it is written that way. So
good to know.
Good to yes. So we're going to start with the first movement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Was like taking a ride on a roller coaster, and you'd go into the dark, and it was a little sinister at times. And oh boy, that was fun!
Yay!
Yay! You did it, Lorna!
Made it to the end. Together.
How many times have you gone through that piece together?
Well, I met Lorna on Wednesday.
And today's Friday.
That's right. So, yes. And we both, had other things to do. So, yes. But no, she's been great. And it's been a great collaboration. And we also have another piece together on a concert tomorrow. For tomorrow night, yes. Yeah. And it's by an American composer, Derek Johnson. And the piece is called Fragments. And it is for violin and piano and inside the piano. So it's a little bit something different there.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a great piece.
Tell me again about this piece. It was a Polish composer, and say his name again.
Witold Lutosławski.
Yeah, I've heard of him, and I've played his music on Afternoon Concert.
Yeah, he's actually a very established composer, and his music is, it's not Mozart. It's not as performed as Mozart, but, I mean, he's one of the 20th century composers that were performed pretty regularly. And this piece was written actually for Pinka Zukerman. Violin. Mm-hmm. There are two versions of that piece. The one we played today was written in 1984 for Pinka Zukerman and Mark Nakrug. And a couple years later, Anna-Sophie Mutter commissioned Lutosławski to write a chamber orchestra version. So there's also a solo violin and chamber orchestra version of that same piece with the same amount of movements. The violin part is the same. It's just the...
Have you played it with a chamber orchestra also?
I have not.
Someday, maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah. You're on faculty at the University of Kansas.
That's correct.
You're a Jayhawk.
I hear that. Yes.
See, I know this because I'm from Kansas. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm sure you do now that you're at KU.
Right.
Jayhawk basketball, big deal.
Yeah.
You heard that.
I'm getting I know. I'm a Canadian, so I'm still in transition.
You're transitioning from hockey and into basketball.
Well, yes, I'll be nice to Morris.
Thank you.
Sure.
Because Morris,
hockey fan, yet to be basketball fan.
Okay.
There you go.
Isn't the famous Canadian Andrew Wiggins? Isn't he on that team in Kansas now?
I think so.
Yeah. Famous Canadian ball player.
See?
I agree.
it's amazing to me that. Well, the University of Kansas, I mean, they are cutting edge. I mean, they're on top of their game, I think, but it's Kansas. It's not the most cutting edge place in the heartland, but Lawrence is, I think. And so you're in a good place there.
Yeah, Lawrence is a great place.
Yeah. How long have you been there?
It's my first year working at KU. Right. So I actually just moved there in August.
Ah, beautiful. Well, it's a little warm there, I think, during the summer, but that's okay. And you've gotten some winter this winter too. You've gotten Alaska's winter there in Kansas.
Yeah, actually, when I left on Tuesday night, it was pretty much the same temperature as here, and I was so prepared for -50 Celsius.
Right?
Isn't that too bad?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's cold in Kansas.
Uh-huh.
It's
you're teaching strings there. You teach violin and mostly modern contemporary music, or you teach all?
Actually, yeah, I teach all. I'm only teaching applied violin, so I teach some violin lessons, chamber music, and studio class. But most of the students are working on more traditional repertoire.
Okay.
At this moment, but we have a new music ensemble that does some cutting edge pieces, and
that has to be exciting for you too.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the music scene is very good there in Lawrence, I know. And so there's probably places for that new music to be played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great place. And we're very close to Kansas City, mm-hmm. with the new Kauffman Center. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some nice concert venues nearby.
How did you get involved with the Northern Exposure Music Festival here at UAF in Fairbanks?
Well, I've known Morris for a few years.
You're both Canadian.
We're both Canadian, eh? And, okay, inside joke I didn't get.
I got the A part. I don't know what Morris said to you.
All right. So we met in Toronto while we were both living or visiting or there. And we got to know each other. And actually, we connected based on some new music performance opportunity, something. And then we got to work again together in a festival in Brazil. So we've been spending some time together. And when he asked me if I wanted to come and perform something here, I just thought it would be great to do that and be involved with the New Music Festival and get to visit him and discover Alaska. And
welcome to Alaska.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Veronique is selling herself a little bit short. certainly I've seen her perform quite a bit in Brazil. She's sort of one of the featured violinists that teaches at this festival. She was doing it for a long time, and it was pretty amazing to see, you know, Veronique in her element when she's tearing it up. So, it was fun. If we were friends, and it sort of worked a little bit together, and then all of a sudden it was like to see her performing like in that sort of space. Like, okay, yeah, she's got something. She knows what she's doing. So,
and definitely seeing you perform is all part of it, Veronique, because you're a very physical player and fun to watch on stage, even here in the studio where you don't have as much room to move around as a stage. But I think that's something for the audience tomorrow night to keep in mind that, you know, it's all part of it, and it's really neat.
Thank you.
It's an amazing thing, and that piece is very physical. It must take something out of you a bit, or give you energy, or something. I don't know, because it's quite the emotional piece.
It is, but if I'm looking at the program for tomorrow, it's not the most demanding piece at all. This is kind of my break piece.
Oh, great! Wow.
So yeah, it's a pretty fun program, and I found a way to get Morris involved.
He's
going to be running some electronics. For
Right, because percussion is what you do here at UAF, Morris. And so they're going to have you on stage doing some stuff. Off stage.
But he will be very close to the stage.
Good. Part of that piece almost sounded like you had a wah-wah pedal or some electronics already going on. It was a really interesting method that I don't know what
that
was going on.
Oh, I see. You're probably thinking about that ponticello sound when I go really close to the bridge.
Yeah. That's it.
That's called ponticello.
And so that's played with the bow kind of moving it over the bridge.
The bow is really, really close to the bridge. And there's this friction that creates this crazy sound there. Yeah.
It's neat. And that's written into that piece.
Is
that part of that thing?
No, I did not add this to the piece. Yeah, it was the composer's wish.
Because when you were announcing the piece, you said you got to add a little bit and have some liberties with this piece. Mm-hmm.
Mostly with the tempo of the sections that are connecting together and the ensemble. Because for those sections, the piano and the violin parts are written at different tempos.
Yes.
So we're not quite starting and lining up. And then we finish together and then we move on to the next movement with perfect unison.
I noticed that before in the middle of the piece, it was more of a conversation, a back and forth. And then by the end, you were playing in unison together. Mm. And that conversation was very interesting. It wasn't all the time in agreement, I'd say. Using, you know, the terms of a conversation.
Sure. But it's a great piece.
It is. It really is. And you said that you're playing that tomorrow along with Fragments, which you said something about playing in the piano. What?
Right. So it's a piece by Derek Johnson. And please.
Oh, yeah, Lorna, talk about it.
Yeah.
We'll get Lorna to talk about
it. It's not extensive in the piano, but I do pluck some strings. So it just sounds like pizzicato. Inside, and then I
physically
lean over and pluck, pluck, pluck. And then I also do some muting, which is a very, very beautiful sound. And you just put one finger right next to the bridge part, and then you just play the note, so it kind of has a different sound.
That is a really neat technique that I don't know if I've seen performed. So tomorrow would be the time to be able to
experience that. Yeah, it's a colorful piece, so it just adds color, basically. Wow. You know, just colors with a violin, and she's doing a lot of harmonics sometimes, so some of them match her a little bit. And
Laura, you have a lot of strings in that piano to hone in on the right one.
I do, and I have a system.
Oh. Are we supposed to think it's magic, or do you want to tell us about
I put little dots. And actually, I don't put them all over the keys.
It's magic.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is magic. I just do the black keys. Yeah. I just put dots on the black keys, so when I look over. I have a system of two and three, two and three, two and three. So I know what strings to pluck, but it's still magic.
Yes, it is. It's a magical experience.
Yes.
That's really a different way to play it other than the keys when you are leaning over into the big grand piano. We couldn't have that here because we have the upright in there. So, but thank you for having the piano move down here, and to Gary Toth to having the piano move down here.
Yes.
So you could share this great music with us because it's worth it, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. Thank you.
Excellent. And Morris, tell us about the concert tonight.
Tonight's concert, again, it's at 7 p.m. in Davis Concert Hall, and it will feature a couple of world premieres, some Alaska premieres. The majority of it'll be student performers with some graduate students and undergraduate students, and as well Jessica Lindsay, you'll hear her perform tonight. So it's sort of a mixed bag of things, and it's all different, you know, instruments happening and instrumentalists. So there's some percussion, or you'll see the Finug, you'll hear Finug again this evening. So it'll be a great concert tonight, and I think obviously it'll be a fantastic concert tomorrow night with Veronique playing with Lorna.
It sounds like a really fun way to hear some stuff that you might not normally hear on stage, and to be introduced to your new favorite composer, maybe, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, again, I think part of changing it to Northern Exposure Festival was also when you – sometimes that term new music sort of has a negative connotation, unfortunately. But it's really about experiencing new things. I mean, all of our favorite composers, if our favorite composers are Beethoven, Mozart, all those people, it was all new music at one time. And when it was being performed, people went out in droves to see it. And so somehow that was lost over the years, that tradition of going to see things as they were happening, when they were happening in that moment. And so it's a little bit of trying to always think about, you know, there's great stuff happening now. We don't always have to go back in time to find great stuff. It's happening right now, and come check it out and be part of the present and the future rather than sort of living in the past constantly, in music anyways.
And people, even that they didn't have social media back then and computers and the internet, but they still talked about what they had heard, their new music that they had heard, that performance that they had heard.
Absolutely, you know, and that's sort of trying to recreate that thing. I mean, I think technology is a great thing, obviously, but sometimes, you know, someone will go onto YouTube or whatever and watch something for 30 seconds and decide they don't like it and it's like it's not really giving anything a fair shake. You know, it's great to go out and experience a full concert. I mean, I guarantee anyone who comes tomorrow night or tonight will see a lot of things that they really, truly love.
And if one thing isn't your thing, stick around for five or 10 minutes and it's going to change.
Right, exactly, exactly. There's no two-hour-long pieces.
No, no.
They're all under 10 minutes each.
Even that piece that was just played by Veronique and Lorna, that it changed up so much during the piece. And so, you know, if the conversation part wasn't to your liking, maybe the unison part is going to, you know, be your favorite. And so, gosh, this is going to be a really interesting and fun and way to experience music together. And don't be afraid of the modern. It's something to experience.
Absolutely.
Okay, so are we at a...
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we're right at the hour mark, and so wonderful to have Morris and Kellen and Jessica and Lorna and Veronique here for Alaska Live. I've been your host, Lori Neufeld. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.